曾经于90年代中后期在欧洲和亚洲红过一阵子的澳洲动感猛男歌手 Peter Andre， 想都想不到，当大家都给他的名字贴上过气卷标的现在，居然又重新回到了歌坛焦点位置。各位好，欢迎来到听歌学英语，我是 Candice。Peter Andre 是一位以流行舞曲起家的歌手，他在90年代末期已经渐渐消失在了聚光灯下。过去6年来，甚至都没有唱片公司愿意签他。结果，这位原本已经被贴上过气标签的歌手，去年年底因为参加了一个英国的名人版生存游戏电视节目 I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here， 结果咸鱼大翻身，一瞬间又回到了英国最受欢迎的艺人之列，甚至一首8年前的老歌 Mysterious Girl 还因此回锅登上了英国单曲榜的冠军。我们今天来听到另外一首歌 Unconditional， 你知道我给你的爱是无条件的。
Already there, just in another place. Destiny hadn't brought us face to face. What I didn't realize is how you would change my life. Turn me from a boy to a man, becoming a father before I became a dad.Wish I was there for your firstborn. Wish I could have helped with your first step. But I'm here now.
是听歌学英语，歌曲过后我们来了解一下歌词大意。
was already there, just in another place. Destiny hadn't brought us face to face.
Destiny hadn't brought us face to face. 命运没有能使我们面对面。Destiny brought us together. 命运把我们连在了一起。Destiny, D-E-S-T-I-N-Y 和 Fate, F-A-T-E 都含有命运的意思。Fate, F-A-T-E 是指宿命，具有神话或者迷信色彩，使人有畏惧和无可奈何之感。比如说 They ascribed their disaster to an unkind fate. 他们把他们的灾难归于命不好。再来学一个新单词 Ascribe, A-S-C-R-I-B-E 表示归因于 Ascribe。They ascribed their disaster to an unkind fate. 他们把他们的灾难归于命不好。而 destiny 除了还有命运注定的意思以外呢，还暗示着充满美好的希望，充满美好的希望。比如说 ，It was her destiny to become famous. 她命里注定出名。Face to face, 面对面的 face to face.They came face to face on the street yesterday. 他们昨天在街上面对面相遇了。They came face to face on the street yesterday. Wish I could have helped with your first step. 希望我能帮助你走出第一步。Help, H-E-L-P, 帮助。回顾一下帮助某人做某事的表达。Help somebody to do something. Can you help me to learn English? 你能帮助我学英语吗？ Help somebody with something.Please help me with my French. 请帮我学法语。回顾一下歌词 Wish I could have helped with your first step. 希望我能帮助你走出第一步。First step, 第一步，首要的步骤。我们经常说万事开头难，它的英文表达为 It is the first step that costs troublesome. Cost, 花费付出 troublesome. Some 是一个形容词的后缀，加在名词动词之后，表示使人怎样的。易于如何的，比如说 handsome 英俊的 tiresome 烦人的无聊的 troublesome 麻烦的考验的使人苦恼的 It is the first step that costs troublesome 第一步使人很苦恼那也就是万事开头难 Unconditional love I finally understand the meaning of it now无条件的爱我现在终于明白了它的意义 Unconditional 学这个词之前我们来了解一下 condition C-O-N-D-I-T-I-O-N condition 名词表示条件情况 condition I'll do it on condition that you pay for everything 我可以做此事条件是你得支付一切的费用 on condition that 是固定的用法表示若是以什么什么为条件 on condition thatI'll do it, 我可以做此事儿。条件是你得支付一切的费用 on condition that you pay for everything. Condition 词尾加上一二为 conditioner, 表示调节器、调节装置 conditioner. 比如说空调叫做 air conditioner, air conditioner. Can I ask you to turn off the air conditioner? 可不可以请你把空调关掉呢？关掉 turn off.Can I ask you to turn off the air conditioner? 可不可以请你把空调关掉呢？因为我感冒了。Condition 词尾加上 al, conditional, 做名词表示条件句、条件语，做形容词表示有条件的、假定的。那么如果在它前面加上 un, 表示否定的前缀，自然就是指无条件的。Unconditional 也是今天歌词的标题 My loyalty to you will be unconditional 我对您的忠诚是无条件的 My loyalty to you will be unconditional 回顾歌词 Unconditional love 无条件的爱 I finally understand the meaning of it now 我现在终于明白了它的意义 I'll give you my word I'll take it on 我会给你承诺我会负起责任Give somebody one's word, 对某人许下诺言 Give somebody one's word. Don't make the same mistake again, give me your word. 不要再犯相同的错误了，你要向我保证 Don't make the same mistake again, give me your word. 生活中呢，还有一句地道的表达是 You have my word, 意思是我向你保证 You have my word. You have my word, I'll spend some time with you on the weekend. 我向你保证周末抽时间来陪你。You have my word, I'll spend some time with you on the weekend. Take on 这个动词短语有很多不同的意思，我们在例句中来体会。He is unwilling to take on heavy responsibilities. 他不愿意承担重任。在这个句子中 ,take on 是指承担。The manager will take on a new secretary. 经理打算雇佣一个新秘书。这里的 take on 是指雇佣。A bank is usually happy to take on new customers. 银行通常乐于接纳新客户。Take on 在这里是指接纳。A bank is usually happy to take on new customers. With everything that comes along.正在为您播放的歌曲是来自于 Peter Andre 的 Unconditional， 这里是听歌学英语，我依然是大家的好朋友 Canace C-A-N-A-C-E。 如果您喜欢我们的节目，也喜爱我的讲解，欢迎继续关注听歌学英语， Canace 在等着您，下期再见，拜拜。